This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Arnold San Miguel. Today, we talk about the top 10 outsourcing roles in the Philippines. Okay, so the Philippines employs about over a million people in outsourcing, and it has a lot of very significant specialties within that. So there's a lot of depth in some of these specialties. If you want any of the notes, transcripts, then go to our show notes. You will find that at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode16.
Today, we're going to be discussing about the top 10 jobs that are normally outsourced to the Philippines. So before, we already discussed what's outsourcing, what's the benefit of it. But now we're going to, you know, dive a little bit deeper in the sense that what jobs can we really outsource to the Philippines? What are we famous for?
Yes, fantastic. And obviously, the Philippines outsourcing sector is just massive now. It's a massive part of the Philippines. And the Philippines I see as world leaders in business process outsourcing, which is taking a part of a business process and doing it over in another country at greater efficiency and lower cost. So these guys are the experts. So what are the top 10 jobs done here? Number one, we've got customer service functions. Okay, so very clearly, that is their specialism, and most probably as well, because that's what's been happening for longest. When outsourcing started, the first functions that were brought over, typically from the US, were customer service, and by that, we mean voice, email, and chat. Okay, voice, it's referred to voice over here, but obviously that's, you know, telephone and any kind of telephone service. Philippines is the number one call center destination in the world, and I think significantly the reason for that is, well, there's a lot of reasons that we've discussed before, but huge high penetration of English proficiency, and also a very neutral accent. The accent does lean towards American, which is fantastic for Americans. It doesn't suit the English clientele so much, but at least it's a very agreeable and very neutral accent. Well, what are your other thoughts on the customer service element?
Yeah, I think one good thing here is the actual knowledge transition. We are heavily influenced by the Western culture, and that gives us the unique advantage of relating to the product or service that we are supporting. And I think that's a very good reason why we are, I think, the number one.
Yeah.
In terms of customer service.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is big over here. You know, there's about a million people employed in this sector. And all of the big companies, certainly, you know, any international conglomerate have an office here. So it's you know, absolutely on the radar. And of course, customer service does entail or capture a lot of other broader functions as well. Mm-hmm. What's number two on the list?
The next one is financial services. So this varies from payroll, accounting services down to, you know, bookkeeping. So there's another thing, another service that, you know, the Philippines is good at. There are a lot of accounting graduates that is being produced on a yearly basis. And, you know, there are certain companies that really just specialize on providing financial services at its core function without anything else. And that's what makes it unique.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the financial services is is very transferable knowledge. Okay, so you can get the same bookkeeping software in the Philippines, obviously, and all of the data is entered in there, and you know, it can be done at a lower cost. Finance and accounting, especially, is very transferable because it's a pretty standard process. Now, obviously, there are tax considerations, and you can get different contractors and companies specializing in different tax jurisdictions, but there really is fantastic opportunity to get your books done and accounting services in the Philippines for a hell of a lot cheaper. Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
Cool. And number three then is, I'm surprised this isn't higher, but it's a virtual assistant and admin. Okay, so everyone, I think, since Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek book came out, everyone knows about virtual assistants, which is fantastic. There is a quote out there saying, if you don't have a VA or a secretary, then you are one. Okay, so if you are getting stuck in your workday doing administrative work, it's not the best use of your time. You can get people to do that for very cheap. So virtual assistant sector is a very dominant provision within the BPO sector.
Yep. That's a good point. And actually, this is one of the reasons why, you know, people wanted to try outsourcing. They normally take this first step wherein they outsource some of the admin tasks over to the Philippines. So that's a good step.
Yeah. That's a good point, isn't it? Yeah. And I recommend people get a VA to actually help them train themselves how to work with someone remotely. Okay. So VAs are great. They're used to doing what they do, but it might be new for someone to work with someone else who's working remotely. So it's great to get a VA and to actually train yourself in the skills of managing a remote worker. Great. What's number four?
Yeah, the next one is software development. And Philippines is actually on par with India in terms of IT and software development. And the reason for this is the companies in Philippines that focuses on software development are managed by people from US and UK. So they are doing the oversight or the overseeing of the project, but the actual people in coding are the ones wherein the Philippines is good at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and again, these coding languages, development languages, they're very transferable, very internationalized, and you know, once there is a community that understands it, then these all of these skills are going to be transferred over to the developing world very quickly. You probably don't have the leading edge, or you certainly don't have the leading edge in terms of the best developers. I mean, they're probably all hanging out in Silicon Valley, but there's certainly for bulk development work, there's a huge resource over here. And you know, I think also a lot of people would be surprised how many household brands are getting their backends built in the Philippines and other outsourcing destinations. Great. What's number five, Arnold?
Yeah, number five is graphics and web design. So this is more of a creative side of outsourcing. And I think, you know, the Philippines is very good at that one. And again, the platforms or the systems that people normally use are the same across all sectors in terms of web design. WordPress is, you know, the number one source out there. But outsourcing that to the Philippines is one of the good things about graphics and web design. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's great. And it's easy to do. I think that's one of those things. People are fantastic over here, but it's about developing a relationship and an understanding with whoever you're getting to do the work so that they understand the feel of the site and the more creative aspects of the job spec. But yeah, there's a huge amount and big opportunity over here for that. Okay, so the next one is number 6, content development and SEO. You notice there's a bit of a recurring theme here in these last 3 or 4. It's all web-based stuff, and these things now are becoming truly an international language and international protocol. So obviously, it seems with a lot of websites, there's a huge race to get a lot of content delivered and on a site so that Google recognize you and rank you up. And then obviously, there's all the functions of SEO that go into that. All of these things are very cheap to do except for the time element. So there's almost no cost to SEO and content other than the time. So if you can get a cheaper cost of time with a commensurate quality, then definitely having your content development and SEO done here is a great option.
Yeah, number 7 is sales and marketing. This is actually good because, you know, most marketings are done, you know, by the website or social media, wherein people over the Philippines are very used to. And they've been doing so for the past 10, 15 years already. As for the sales aspect, we are, you know, English proficient. So doing the cold calls or reaching out to different people, trying to get information or upselling something is something that the Philippines is very good at.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, I mean, as alongside customer service, the Philippines, probably one of their first outsourcing roles was probably cold calling phone sales. Is that right, Arnold? Would you suggest?
Yeah, I think that's apparent in the broadband industry, wherein they try to upsell certain upgrades to the existing phones that people have before.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it's, you know, that is a very valuable niche. It's not so prevalent now, but, you know, there is a whole probably 20 years of experience here of very experienced call centers and staffing that are still doing outbound sales and things like that. So it's, yeah, a lot of value here still. Okay, and number 8. Data entry and processing. Ooh, what do we think of this? So that is basically, I refer to this almost as a human computer. Okay, I think a lot of this will soon go when they better develop AI and things like that. But this is the highly repetitive functions of getting data in and processing it. And to be honest, there's probably no better place than here to do it. And certainly if you get a company that are used to high volume data entry and processing, there's huge opportunity.
Yep. Number 9 is human resource and recruitment. Again, this is very interesting because, you know, not all companies outsource human resource and recruitment because they believe that that's a very special aspect of their company. Like, they want to be able to be involved in that part of the recruitment stage. But the Philippines is actually good at that. Like, they are very well versed in the recruitment process. The HR policies per country might differ, but the transition of knowledge is going to be easy because, again, of the educational background that the Filipinos had.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more of a sort of social field, isn't it? And HR, I think it really depends. Well, yeah, I mean, it is number 9, so there's obviously a huge demand. It's probably more focused on the bigger conglomerates where they can cut out, you know, processes of HR, which can create hundreds of hours of work. Yeah. But yeah, certainly it's a massive industry. Great. And the last one then, number 10, is medical transcription. This is a specialized outsourcing vertical, basically. So it's very similar to the financial services. It's basically a BPO function, an outsourcing function, but they refer to it as a specialized vertical where they're actually adding value or greater value than just being a broad services provision. Medical transcription obviously is quite a highly technical field, and you need to know quite a lot about what you're writing about, and there's a high requirement for accuracy. So the Philippines, I would dare guess, is very good at this because they actually have a huge amount of nursing graduates and a huge amount of nursing graduates that don't work in nursing because of the low pay. So that's a booming industry over here. Do you have any experience or thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'll just add on to what you mentioned about, you know, nursing graduates. We produce about tens of thousands nurse graduates on a yearly basis. And actually, nowadays, most of them are taking up nursing just to be able to get into this kind of industry afterwards, wherein the pay is much higher and it relates well to what they learned.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting concept, isn't it? Like, there's a lot of nurses over here getting trained in the Philippines, and also a lot of accountants getting trained in the Philippines to serve other countries remotely. And so you're getting a lot of accounting graduates now as well that are not learning Philippine tax law. They are learning American or Australian or UK, so that actually they're effectively an accountant trained in another jurisdiction sitting in the Philippines, and that's when it becomes pretty powerful and exciting. Okay, anyway, so we'll wrap up now. But so the top 10, I'll read the top 5, Arnold, and you do the next 5. But the number 1 is customer service. Number 2 is financial services. Number 3 is virtual assistant and admin. Number 4 is software development. And number 5 is graphics and web design.
Number 6 is content development and SEO. Number 7 is sales and marketing. Number 8 is data entry and processing. Number 9 is human resources and recruitment. And number 10 is medical transcription.
Great. And just to recap, I suppose there's a million people employed in this country, and there's a huge amount of skill and experience. If there's roles that you're looking for, then, you know, look at these. This top 10 list can provide an indication of where there's a huge pool of skill just waiting, and could possibly, you could help you leverage your business. So there's great opportunities there. Anyway, that's great. Thanks, Arnold.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, so I hope that gave you some insight into the major roles in the Philippine outsourcing scene. If you want our show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode16. See you next time.